While protesters have been flooding town hall events across the country for GOP congressmen, the scene at this meeting felt more like a therapy session for beleaguered Democrats. Hundreds of supporters of Senators Shaheen and Hassan piled into an auditorium on the campus of the New Hampshire Technical Institute. They bore signs and pink pussy hats and their fears about the next 4 years.
I came along with my four-year-old daughter because I have two little girls and I am desperately concerned about the future that we're going to leave them in terms of civil rights, in terms of the choices that they can make about their own health care and their own bodies, and about the environment, about what kind of environment we're going to leave for them. I'm honestly scared.
That's Jenny Foster from Hopkinton. Others in attendance spoke of the need to defend gains made during the Obama years, including protections for the LGBT community and the Affordable Care Act. Fred Bates from the town of Derry says these aren't areas ripe for compromise.
I'm worried these days when people say we should work, Democrats should work with Republicans to get things done. What the Republicans are interested in doing is dismantling.
It's Democrats, of course, that now have to do some rebuilding. For a party still reeling from the November elections, this town hall event hosted by two of their own perhaps served as a chance to exhale. Hassan and Shaheen entered to a standing ovation and received applause throughout the morning. They each highlighted their efforts in the Senate to block nominations for Trump cabinet positions, and they let their base know that there's more confrontation on the way. Not everyone in the audience, though, wanted to hear a divisive tone. One person in the crowd asked Senator Hassan her plans for uniting Congress.
One of the things I've tried to do as a new senator is meet with members of both parties to get to know them. Relationships matter, understanding what we have in common matters, and I'll continue to do that.
But Hassan and Shaheen are willing to remain partisan. They said they'll continue to push for investigations into any ties between the Trump administration and Russia. They vowed to defend Planned Parenthood and support the mission of the Environmental Protection Agency. But when Shaheen spoke about how she wants to handle Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, she heard jeers from those who would rather see obstruction.
He will have a hearing. I think despite what the Republicans did on Merrick Garland, it is not in our interest to deny a hearing to Neil Gorsuch. That's what's prescribed under the Constitution. And let me tell you something. I am not going to go out and say it was wrong for them and then say it's right for us. I think that's a double standard, and we don't want to do that.
There was also the acknowledgement from Shaheen about the distance between what her party may want and what it can actually accomplish.
So I'm going to continue to speak out. I'm going to continue to raise concerns. And have to tell you, sadly, that we don't control the vote in Washington. And that's one of the challenges we face, and that's why your voices are so important.
That message of activism is being received. Grace Aldrich from Dublin, New Hampshire, says Democrats since November are more organized and paying attention to local, state, and national issues.
You know, the one highlight of Trump's election is that it has energized people. It has made forced people to educate themselves on the political process and where they can interject themselves.
That may be the only silver lining, though, for a party that finds itself nearly powerless in Washington and Concord for the first time in a decade. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.